audio for Song Dynasty Economy. This is the standard version, not the ER version. If you see ER at the top of your sheet, you should use the other audio track. First, you are going to read about industrialization in Europe. Then you're going to read about the Song Dynasty's economy and compare it to industrialization. Ultimately, you will answer whether or not the Song Dynasty came close to industrializing. So, industrialization. First part's mechanization. The main part of industrialization is the mechanization of work. Mechanization simply is the process of using non-animal power to do things. So pulling a plow with a horse is not mechanization, nor is plowing the field yourself. But if you hooked that plow up to a steam engine, now the work is mechanized. Industrialization. The Industrial Revolution begins in Europe around 1760 AD. This is a period of considerable mechanization. The very first form of mechanization was the water wheel, which was in use for more than a millennium before the start of the Industrial Revolution. However, the use of the water wheel became industrialization when Europeans began to hook up machines to the water wheel. With the spinning jenny, water wheels could spin hundreds of spools of cloth at once. With the puddling furnace, water wheels could smelt iron or even steel. And later, the water wheel was replaced by the steam engine. Other signs. There are many other signs of industrialization. The population exploded during industrialization, doubling every couple generations. Farming became more productive with the use of farming machines, meaning more people could be fed on less land. Industrial productivity also increases during an industrial revolution, doubling rates for things like iron, coal, or other raw materials every generation or so. The rate at which new inventions were created also increased. People began to follow the industrial jobs by moving into cities, increasing the percentage of urban population. And lastly, industrial countries always began to conduct more and more international trade. Now we are going to talk about the Song Dynasty. Okay, part one. The Chinese census generally recorded households rather than exact numbers of people, and they're therefore not particularly precise. However, it is believed that when the Song Dynasty came into power in 960 AD, there were about 80 million people living in the territory of the Song Dynasty. By 1260, 300 years later, that number was probably closer to 200 million. Commercial development of the Song period made the urbanization of China inevitable. By the 12th century, China had 52 large urban prefectures, which is like a district, and each of those had more than 100,000 households each. Second part. During Song times, heavy industry, especially the iron industry, grew astoundingly. Iron production reached around 125,000 tons per year in 1078 AD, which is an increase of about six times the output in 800 AD. Iron and steel were put to many uses, ranging from nails and tools to chains for suspension bridges and for Buddhist statues. The army was also a large consumer. Steel tips increased the effectiveness of Song arrows. Mass production methods were used to make iron armor in small, medium, and large sizes. High-quality steel for swords was made through high-temperature metallurgy. Huge bellows, which were often driven by water wheels, were used to superheat the molten ore. Section 3. The annual output of minted copper in 1085 alone reached roughly 6 billion coins. The most notable advancement in the Song economy was the establishment of the world's first government-issued paper-printed money, known as jiaozi. I probably butchered that word, sorry. For the printing of paper money alone, the Song court established several government-run factories in the city of Huizhou, Chengdu, Huangzhou, and Anqi. The size of the workforce employed in paper money factories was large. It was recorded in 1175 that the factory at Huangzhou employed more than 1,000 workers a day. Next section, I think section 4. The use of water power to move millstones, grinding stones, and hammers, and chain bucket irrigation mechanisms became more and more usual, especially with large landowners. As an implement to pluck out rice seedlings, peasants made use of a machine called a called a seedling horse. Planting and fertilizing was a task of a machine called the dung drill. In northern China, there was a drill tiller that was in use, and in the lower Yangtze region, there was a plow weeder. And those all became widespread at the end of the Southern Song Dynasty, and all of them are agricultural machines. Next section. The invention of movable type printing was made by Bisheng, and it deeply contributed to the spread of literature, of knowledge, and of thought. Song movable types were made from clay and later from wood, and the cheaper books became, the more widespread was literature of all kinds in China. Next section. Although trade by sea with India and the Middle East had existed since the late Han period, 1,000 years before, maritime trade grew rapidly during the Song era. Improvements in the technology of shipbuilding and navigation assisted overseas commercial activities. China mostly exported manufactured goods, so like silk fabrics and porcelains, both were products that were appreciated worldwide. Next section. The water wheel. The water wheel, which is a wheel that is spun by running water to harness kinetic energy, had been used in China for at least a millennium at the start of the Song Dynasty. However, under the Song Dynasty, the number of uses for this device increased dramatically. Water wheels were used to power the massive blast furnaces of iron mills and for the grinding necessary for making both millet flour and gunpowder. They were also used to power fans in the palaces and drive the mechanisms of the world's first mechanical clocks. Last section. The windmill was also invented during the Song Dynasty. For the first time, people were able to produce the same sort of mechanical power of the watermill without needing running water. The windmills of the era were not especially effective, but they were used in many flour and lumber mills in regions that lacked swift rivers. And that's the end.